Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And my website is www.jbsba.com. And that's if you can't remember JBSBA, which I can't imagine why, but if you can't, if you remember my name, jimblasingame.com, that'll take you to the same place, and that's where you can subscribe to my free newsletter and all the other things you can do there. Listen to archives, read articles, and find out about my Brain Trust members, including our guest this half hour, Judy Lawrence, the author of The Budget Kit. And Judy's with us right now. She's our good friend. Judy, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I'm always happy to be back on your show.
It's good to have you back. And Judy, one of the things that you talk about with your clients quite a bit is understanding how we've evolved, and maybe I should say we are evolving into a cashless society. You know, Adam Smith, the great father of modern economics, wrote a book called The Wealth of Nations, as you probably know. And In that book, he identified three things. This was one of the important parts of his book, that he identified the three greatest inventions of mankind. One of them was the written word. The other one was what he called economic tables, meaning mathematics. And the third one was money. And if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. But today, we still do business with using money in terms of valuing things, but we don't always see our money, do we?
We don't. It is becoming a very invisible commodity, and it's a very interesting challenge I find for people, and I call it this cashless society because, I mean, we're still using money, but it's showing up more in terms of ATM or online payments or
debit cards.
The debit cards, the old, you know, credit cards were probably the beginning of this. And in some ways, we're being more and more distanced from our actual money. We're not touching it. We're not writing checks. We're not exchanging cash.
We'll go through a toll booth. You got speed pass. So you don't even have to throw the coins. I mean, I love throwing the coins in the little baskets.
Of course.
They've taken all the fun out of practicing my curveball, you know?
Well, you know, another aspect of that is I was in Las Vegas recently, and I mean, I had no idea. You don't even hear the cling, cling, cling anymore of cash. It's all electronic.
Huh.
You get a slip of paper that says
that
how
right?
much value.
You mean you were pulling the one-armed bandits and you didn't, it didn't pay off, the slot machine didn't pay off in coins?
No. You just get a slip of paper that tells you what your balance is.
Well, that's no fun.
I know. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the cashless is affecting us in so many different ways. So it's... I find it very fascinating right now. And the thing is, we all do need to adapt and adjust and move on. But that means as we're not being in touch with it like we used to be, we still have to find ways to be managing it effectively.
Do you think the cashless element that's creeping into our marketplace, is that affecting how we regard money, do you think?
Yes, I'm actually curious about it as well. I don't know for a fact what's going to be happening as younger people grow through this process. I think for those of us that are older and we've had the use of money in different ways, we will always carry that with us. So we may hopefully manage it more effectively. But I'm seeing, you know, when people don't have a good handle on the money, their credit card bills are like way out of hand. I mean, whether it's a small business, whether it's an individual, and there's not that sense of connection with it. and having debt, you know, it's like living more with debt because they want to have the things. It's that instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I do think it's having an impact.
Well, and the reason I say that is because, especially with credit cards, you know, we use credit cards to leverage our personal finances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I was growing up, you know, if it wasn't in my pocket, I didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, what's in my pocket is a credit card as well as some cash. And
mm-hmm.
and so I can leverage that. I can actually extend my ability beyond what I actually have in my possession. And so I wonder if it affects the way we regard money. When we come back, though, I want you to talk to us about how important it is to make these different purchasing options, cashless options, available to our customers. And we're going to do that right after these messages. Judy Lawrence is our guest. She's the author of The Budget Kit. It's in its fourth edition.
For adventure in whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. And Judy Lawrence is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And we're talking about some of the different her book, by the way, is called The Budget Kit. But we're talking about something that she works with her clients on, and that is the all the different ways that you can take payment for what you sell. And Judy, by the way, before we go any further, I want you to give us your website, please.
My website is www.moneytracker.com. Again,
right.
That's moneytracker.com, all one word. And your listeners are welcome to go to moneytracker.com and sign up for my free newsletter, my free e-course, and look around.
Tell us about that e-course.
The e-course really is taking you through some of the basics of the budget kit, talking about goals, talking about needs and wants, getting into setting up your net worth.
So this is you helping them, I mean, helping them online, helping them to understand how to use your book.
It's very brief, but it's a good way just to introduce people to all the different concepts.
And what do you charge for that?
It's free.
Wow. We mm-hmm. like free.
Of course.
Yeah, thank you for that. It's
and
all right.
I also
tell us again how we
of...
can do that. Tell us again how we can do that.
On the moneytracker.com, www.moneytracker.com.
All right.
And there's also some online resources, suggestions of different websites. So
folks, go there and sign up for Judy's website and also take that course. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
She's making it available. Take advantage of it. Over 350,000 copies of this book, The Budget Kit, have been sold, folks. So that'll tell you a little bit about what kind of a resource it is. And they actually have forms that the paper pages are perforated where they can pull out some of these things, can't they?
And three
monthly budget worksheets,
well.
Et cetera, et cetera. So
it really has passed the test of time. The Budget Kit is now literally going in its third decade, and for a book to stick around over 25 years is pretty phenomenal. It's
right.
in its fourth edition now,
and especially since she wrote it when she started writing it when she was only six too. That's
yeah.
really amazing, Judy. Speaking of age, I have a little bit of a confession to make. I worked for Sears. One of my first. Not my first job, but one of my first jobs was for Sears back in
mm-hmm.
the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to believe, but it is. It's true. And they paid us every Friday at the cashier's window in an envelope with the cash in it.
With cash.
This was in the early 60s. I mean, late 60s. All right. And then I went in the Army, and guess how they paid me?
Cash?
With cash. You walked up to the paymaster. And they gave you the cash, counted out right there in front of you, and then it wasn't very long at all, only 4 or 5 years. I was working for Xerox, and they direct deposited my check into my bank account. That was the first time I'd ever had that to happen. So my point is the marketplace is moving really very rapidly, and has been over the last 30 years or so, from cash to cashless,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
And our customers are really taking advantage of this, aren't they? And they're expecting us to be prepared to take their money however they want to give it to us.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, as a small business, one of the basic tools is PayPal. And I'm not promoting a particular company, but just that whole email way of managing money or taking payment, or if you have an online merchant account. I mean, they expect this. They want the convenience. Yes, it's important to give them all the options, an address to send a check or a money order or a way to pay with a credit card or a way for them to use their check or their credit card using something like PayPal. And the convenience for the small business owner, of course, is you can be anywhere in the world. And I, you know, a number of people that I know are doing this. We are anywhere, and you just go online, and you just make sure whatever has gone in there that you just move it over to your bank account. It is very convenient, and these advantages are true advantages for the small business person.
Well, and you know, Judy, I hear small business owners complaining about the online marketplace and complaining about eBay and things like that. These are new competitors that we're having to fight against. How can we do this? Well, what are you doing to provide similar services that these companies are making available?
It's back to service.
You can't deny that these forces are out there. Mm-hmm. These competitive forces are out there. So what we've got to do is we've got to make sure that we are our operation doesn't look that much different from theirs in terms of having a website that where people can at least shop, if not buy.
Mm-hmm. And keeping us on our toes, and I think it's always important to stay current and stay fresh and not to be complaining about what's happening. It's like join it and get better at it.
Well, what if you know that you're competing against eBay, you're competing against some of the online folks, but maybe what I want to do is I want to buy online, but I want it today, so I may buy it online, but I want to pick it up this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
eBay can't do that.
Uh-huh.
The online market stores can't do that. They can't. You can't pick it up today, but a local company can.
Exactly.
So these are some advantages that we could have.
As major advantages, or if you're offering a service, it's not a product, and you can do it by phone. You can use the fax. You can use the phone. You can be using the computer. Even if you're emailing something back and forth, there's lots of different ways. In fact, my own consulting, I mean, I love all these different facets, depending on what the people are using. You know, my product is in Excel.
But you've got to be able to take the money.
Yes.
In the modern ways, the ways people
Absolutely.
Are, the way people want to, and you gotta get ready for that, folks. You need to find out how your customers are buying in other places. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back with Judy Lyons. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Judy Lyons, the author of The Budget Kit, the fourth edition, by the way, which is available wherever books are sold and on her website. Give it to us again, Judy.
www.moneytracker.com.
Judy, we're talking about, and by the way, folks, don't forget to take that free course that she's offering. Don't forget to take that. I think you'll benefit from that. Judy, we're talking about The cashless society that we're in right now, all the different ways that people can give you their money. So here's my question: is this cashless society affecting our budgeting ability, our ability to keep cash in the company? Is it increasing the complexity of our cash flow?
In some ways, it can make it easier. In some ways, it can make it more complicated. And a lot of it depends on your mindset and how you're set up in your business. And if you're being flexible and making the changes that you need to change. And so it's hard to say, but the budgeting part, it's still important in that we have a visual and a real good sense of what are our needs? You know, how much does a business need to be taking in to really be liquid and to do well? And then to be able to draw, what are your personal needs that you know how much you need to be drawing for your own household personal expenses? And that's where, for small businesses and real small businesses, I think the real challenge is if they don't have a handle on the personal, they may be doing the commingling or they don't have enough.
The commingling is, in the very early days, it's almost impossible to prevent, but it needs to be avoided as soon as possible, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And that's when I'm working with people with small business. I'm always making sure they have a separate card, separate business account,
yep,
separate everything. And find people have found, and I encourage this, once they get very, very clear on what their household personal needs are, then they get clear on what they need to be making with the business. Because sometimes without a real clear vision, a clear plan of how much kind of business do I need to be attracting, how much do I need to be making, they're out there without a real plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking more about the sole proprietorship situations.
Yeah, and a lot of home-based businesses who are trying to get started right now, they're having really a lot of challenges in separating the business end of the finances from the family business, family end of the finances, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. It is challenging. I mean, there are so many different expenses and so many things to be dealing with. So it's an added burden in some ways, an added challenge that we need to be tracking everything.
Does your course help us with that? Is that the course that you talked about?
The e-course is a real overview, but it does give you some guidelines what to do, how to get set up, get your piece of paper, do this. It mm-hmm. will tell you how to do the various things and to be tracking and to plan ahead as far as some of those periodic expenses.
What about the electronic accounting systems out there? You recommend those, I guess?
The various software that's out there, it depends on what your skill level is.
But isn't that important to get to that level pretty quickly so you can separate? Isn't that one of the ways to separate, to help you separate your personal from your business?
It certainly is. And if you're not good at it, make sure you find someone right away who can help you, whether it's QuickBooks or whatever product it is.
That could be the first part-timer you hire, right?
That also, in various cities, there's a small business development centers that are offering classes for the different software and finances in general to help mm-hmm. you get that electronic financing understood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
those are huge pieces.
Another thing that's happening with budgeting is that that's going to affect small businesses pretty soon, if not already, and that's this Check 21. Are you familiar with that?
That one I'm not.
The Check 21 is where the money, when you write a check, it gets taken out of your account immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a new thing that the banks are working on. And so instead of having a day or two or three afloat,
no more float.
It comes out. In fact, when the Check 21 really gets going, the merchant will give you back your check.
Oh.
It's amazing how that's going to work. And so that's another thing that folks need to really pay attention to these days. And it's going to affect the budgeting. I can guarantee you that's going to affect
dramatically.
The cash flow budgeting. Judy, we're going to have to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time.
My website is www.moneytracker.com.
The book is The Budget Kid. It's available wherever books are sold, too, right?
Absolutely. All the bookstores.
Yeah. Thanks, Judy. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Judy Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on behalf of freedom. God bless you. God be with you. We are very proud of you. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.